In my culture, people often treat me with respect as an old man. Yes, my hands are rough from years of working the fields, and my body reminds me every morning of the many seasons I have lived. In my village, because of my elderly age, family respects me, and the young bow before us and use a traditional greeting, sampae, when approaching us. They usually show respect by avoiding sitting higher than us, or placing hands on our heads or shoulders, or even eating before the oldest family member eats. Also, because of my age, I now live with my adult children, who are both culturally and socially expected to care for me. But when sickness comes, we simply endure it, because doctors are far away and medicine costs more than most of us can afford. Yet one morning, word spread that visitors had come to our village. They were not politicians or businessmen. This time, they came carrying boxes of medicine, gentle smiles, and a kindness that seemed different from anything I had known. Two young Filipino men named David and Juren welcomed everyone as if we were family. I had seen them before. They had lived among us, learned our ways, helped our neighbors, and earned our trust. When it was my turn, the medical team carefully examined me, listened to my concerns, and gave me medicine I desperately needed. They treated me with dignity, as a family member would. Not as an old forgotten man, but as someone whose life mattered. While there, someone with them did something for me no one has ever done. Now I know it is called prayer, though I did not understand every word that they spoke. I did understand something. Their compassion, their hands resting on my shoulder, and the tears in their eyes told me this prayer came from a place of genuine love and concern. David later explained that this love came from Jesus Christ. He told me that God had not forgotten Cambodia, and that he had sent his son to bring hope, forgiveness, and eternal life to people like me. No one had ever shared that message with me before. I often wonder why people from another country would travel so far to help someone they had never met and treat them like family. Then I realized they were following the example of their leader, Jesus, who came to seek others in need. Their medicine eased my pain, but the message they brought reached much deeper than my aching body. It reached my heart. Now, whenever I see David and Juren walking through our village, I smile. They did not simply bring doctors and medicine to Cambodia. They brought us hope. They brought us the love of Christ.